collect call from
Jimmy
and Nate.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
On Nova.
And welcome, everybody, to your Sunday night on Nova. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Now, Jim, I've asked you to put on a hard hat.
Yes, which tonight. I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Okay, I'll tell you why right now.
Yep.
Ouch, how did that feel?
Wanted to swear, but can't.
Did it feel like an AFL ball hitting you in the face?
Yeah, yes. It did. Because in two songs' time, we're talking about what hit you in the face.
Yeah, exactly right. But now, what a way to start your Sunday night, Jim. Middle, DJ Snake, Bipolar Sunshine. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Across Australia, it is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Thank you so much for being a part of the show for your Sunday night. Now, Jim, coming up very soon, we want Australia to just ask us anything. Whatever is on your mind, 132410, or hit us up on Twitter at Jimmy Nath. Ask us absolutely anything. But now, Jim, a pretty simple question. 132410, what hit you in the face? The reason we're asking this is because there's a politician, economic politician, whatever they're called, in New Zealand, and he's been hit in the face with a dildo.
Absolutely. We always take something away from every meeting we have.
That's real. That's exactly... Can we hear it again, Nath? I'd love to hear it again.
The sound is.
Absolutely. We always take something away from every meeting we have.
Big floppy one, was it?
Yeah. It had a spring in it as well. That's weird. It was a pretty interesting video. This politician was making a speech.
Was it interesting? Because it's just a dude getting in the face.
I mean, but with... It depends what he was hit in the face.
What was he here
with? Makes it interesting.
What was he here with?
Dildo.
Yes.
Yeah. he was making a speech about something I don't really care about. Obviously, the person who threw the thing cared. And this woman has, out of nowhere, reached over the back of about four or five different people and thrown this object straight in his face. And he's had to continue on with this discussion afterwards. Live TV it was.
He's like, oh, New York, hit in the fuss. Because he's from New Zealand, in case no one got my accent. We're asking really 32410, what hit you in the face? Because it's a classic thing. Everyone loves someone else getting hit in the face. Everyone has their story. You know, maybe it was in the schoolyard, you were hit in the head with a ball. Maybe a seagull flied into a train and then hit you in the face.
Maybe a seagull ricocheted off a pole, off a bear, off the roof, and then hit you in the face.
It happened. Ricocheting seagulls are a thing.
Could be plenty of things that hit you in the face. He took it well, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Not even trying. It's just too easy.
Give us a call, 132410. What hit you in the face? Tell Jimmy and Nate. I could be a person.
I mean, it was pretty hard to hit him with that.
Well,
over the top.
I bet he wasn't expecting that.
Jimmy and Nate on Nova. It was only a... And we hope you're having an awesome Sunday night. It is Jimmy and Nate on Nova. Thank you so much for joining us. And Jim, we just asked 132410, what hit you in the face? The reason why is there's a politician from New Zealand. He was making a speech on live TV and he's been hit in the face with a dildo.
Absolutely. We always take something away from every meeting we have.
The sound is so accurate.
It's funny too. No matter what hit someone in the face, it is always funny.
Mel, what hit you in the face?
My 10-year-old and I were play fighting and I just decided when she turned her head around to ignore me to pull her ponytail a little bit and antagonise her a bit.
Yeah.
And you know how kids are. And so she turned around and she grabbed the small jar of paint that was off on the table. It was a glass jar about the size of a Vegemite jar. And she turned around and smashed me in the face and split my lip open. I had to go to hospital.
Oh, so it's like, Mum, I'll teach you to pull my ponytail.
Well, did we learn, Mel? We learned not to pull ponytails.
Not pull ponytails.
Mel, I try and pull Jimmy's hair all the time, but he just shies away from me or wears a hard hat.
That's why I shaved it. I shaved my hair because of that.
Billy, what hit you in the face?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was a girlfriend of mine. We were out on a busy night and decided to stop at KFC. And on the way out, she was hanging out the window talking a bit of rubbish, and one of the guys decided to throw a piece of chicken at her. It landed straight in the face.
What, one of the guys from the shop or
no,
a random?
No, it was from the car park. And I felt like stopping and shaking his hand because it was a fair distance.
I was about to say, it wasn't when the employee's like, you've driven off, and he's like, you forgot your nuggets!
This guy, Sebastian. Huge fan of the show.
Huge fan of the show.
It is Jimmy Nath on Nova. Jim, coming up very soon. I can see them just standing outside. It is the Gossip Guys with all your latest gossip and little tidbits of information about the celebrity world. But now, 13, 24, 10.
When Google, Yahoo and Bing are down.
Ask Jimmy Nath anything.
When the Wi-Fi password can't be found.
Ask Jimmy Nath anything.
If your local library has burnt down.
Ask Jimmy Nath anything.
Wait, Jimmy Nath, these are all pretty unlikely situations.
Das, no one's going to call with that attitude, mate.
Sorry. Ask Jimmy Nath anything. Ask him anything.
Jim, we are a wealth of knowledge here at Jimmy and Nath Incorporated, and we just want people to ask us anything and we're going to answer it.
Yeah, the phone lines are open all week. Yeah. You call anytime at 13 24 10 or tweet us at Jimmy and Nath. There's a lot of questions out there that need answering.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Yeah, you've got some questions that you want to ask? Or
No, I don't. I mean, I've constantly got questions, but you don't answer mine.
I've got some tweets here. Yeah. At Sarah SM. Why do you need to turn your phone off on flights?
Well, Sarah, if you don't mind, I'll take this one, Jim.
It's all yours, Nate.
There are strong technical reasons behind that. Most of them to do with... have you seen that Simpsons episode when Bart turns his phone on?
Game Boy off.
Game Boy off.
And the plane crashes.
Yeah, plane crashes. That's basically your answer.
We don't know.
In a nutshell, that's your answer.
None for one. Yeah. At Moo25, what's the best properties to buy in Monopoly?
Right.
The little blue ones.
No.
The ones that near go. The ones that, if it costs a lot to buy, it's going to earn you a lot of money. There you go.
Okay. We'll go with that. We've had people call through to our Jimmy Nath Ask Us Anything hotline.
Hey, boys, I'm thinking about going snowboarding and I just want to know what the rules are with slope-style snowboarding.
Okay. I haven't had time to Google that.
Yeah, it's quite easy. What you have to do is you have to ski down, because most skiing is downward.
Yeah.
And you're on the...
Except for that famous sport, uphill skiing.
Is that a thing?
I feel like
it could be.
No, I don't think so.
Got to find out if that's a question for next week.
It's
Olympic
sport. Is
uphill skiing a thing? To answer your question, ski downhill and try not to crash. That's probably the best way.
And do like flips and stuff apparently. Well, gets your points.
That's probably a bit more technical. If you're learning, don't do the flips. There you go.
Hey, Jimmy and Nath, why don't cruise ships sink? I mean, they're so heavy.
Really, really good question. It's one that I ask myself daily.
Yeah, well, Titanic sunk.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, no. I'm sorry, that's a wrong...
That's the answer to that question.
That's a wrong question. Titanic sunk. Watch a movie.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us. And they've just walked in the studio, Jim.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guys.
Gossip Guys.
Jim, everyone knows you're an expert with the glossies and you provide not only me but Australia with the key information they need to know about the celebrity world. And then when I understand it...
XOXO.
Ding it through.
XO it to the next one.
Yeah, I do.
Nath, Mariah Carey, she's been in the news a fair bit lately about her engagement ring.
Yeah.
She's finally come out and she's spoken about it.
It's so heavy, I can't lift my arm up. Oh my goodness, the agony.
Sounds like you after a set with the 4 kilo dumbbells, doesn't it, Jim?
Sounds like when I'm trying to open a door. I'm like, why are they so heavy, Nath? Come and open the door to the studio, I'm outside. And in the video, like, her hand's resting on a couch because, like, it's purposely... So, like, imagine, like, a normal TV interview. You've got there, you're sitting on a little chair, you know, one-on-one, but then she has another chair next to her just to rest her arm on for the whole interview.
Oh, the poor thing.
And she talks about James Packer, her husband, as well.
He's one of those people that just always is there for people, and I think that's a quality that I haven't seen except in myself.
I mean, clearly he's not there because he would buy someone to hold her arm up if he was there for
her. Mariah Carey, famous person, been around a long time. You've never met anyone that's been there for someone.
Yeah, no, pretty disappointing stuff from Packer.
Yeah.
Buy a smaller ring, mate.
Yeah, give us the ring.
Yeah, well, we could take the ring. We could get some money from it.
Yeah.
13, 24, 10, do you want Mariah's ring? We just got to get it first.
Yeah.
No, don't call.
No, that's all I've got in the story.
Oh, is that all you got?
Yeah.
Oh. You normally got more information.
That's about it. That's good. Derek Zoolander.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, he's plugging the new Zoolander number 2, which opens February 12th around the world.
Mm.
And he's come out and he's said how to do the perfect blue steel.
It's not even the result, like what you're doing with your face, it's what you're thinking.
Okay.
Which is just like, just okay, take it already.
So you got that? You're going to take a face that says, take the photo already.
Okay,
so
are you doing it right now, are you?
Put this on the Instagram, @JimmyandNath.
If I do like a duck face?
Yeah,
ready? Everyone does that now.
Yeah, sweet. I've that's
got
taken.
Got to keep
You've
talking.
Got that?
Sweet. Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, that's good. That makes sense.
And lastly, Beyonce's come out. She's dropped a new song today and a video clip. We've done a little parody. Check out the Instagram @JimmyandNath. This is part of the song.
I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces.
Jim, what's that little bouncing noise in the background?
Sounds like she's got hit in the face.
Hit in the face or something?
Absolutely. We always take something away from every meeting we have.
That's it. Maybe a dildo.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
You have a collect call from
Jimmy
and Nath.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
That was real. That was legitimate, that laugh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
On Nova.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry you didn't think you didn't want to thank anybody.
No, you said you had a big speech planned for everyone, and do you want to you going to save that for later?
That was all our speeches are together, so.
When you said I had a big speech, meant we had a big speech.
Jim, we're asking 13, 24, 10, what is or was your job title? We want to know.
Yeah, what would you say your job title is now?
Right now, I would say it's pretty hard to figure out, but maybe like radio host?
I'd say Nath, just Nath from Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah?
And I'd say I'm Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath.
That's really clever how you did that. I'm really impressed.
But we want exciting stuff, more in-depth stuff, because you won't believe what someone has said their job title is.
Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath is pretty exciting.
Oh, mate, it's the best. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
It's Nova. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. That was a quick little cutout, wasn't it?
She was done.
Aggressive.
See you, Jesse Jack.
Get out of here, Jess. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Thank you so much for joining us. Jim, coming up very soon, a free thing. If you want it, we're going to give it to you if you play Nath Knows. But now we're asking 13, 24, 10, we want to know what your job title is.
A Perth man has vowed to eat nothing but potatoes for a whole year.
Mm.
His name is Michael Felgate, and he's a self-proclaimed potato eater.
Yeah.
That is his official job title. I don't know if it pays well, but that's what he says he does. He's doing it because he wants to lose weight.
He looks like a potato eater, doesn't he?
Well, he looks good compared to what he...
Are you right? Are you okay?
Struggling.
That's two goats in one.
Just thinking about eating nothing but potatoes is throwing me off my game.
Let me take over, because whatever his name is, Felgate, he's decided to eat potatoes for a year because he wants to come down from his weight of 152 kilograms.
Exactly what I said, but just better.
Yeah. Now, the problem with this, Jim, is I don't know what website he's been on and what magazines he's been reading that makes him think that potatoes are the key to him losing weight. Because, there's potato chips, there's wedges. It's like, I mean, go and have salads. Maybe go for a run.
That's an option. This is him talking about the diet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty boring, as you probably gathered. I had mash for breakfast, and I've got some baked spuds in the oven now.
Every good story starts with, oh, it's pretty boring. So you lost me there, potato eater.
I mean, you're on fire, Mr. Potato Eater. I love how his wife is quoted as saying, look, I'm really supportive of Michael, but I'm not going to join him. He's eating potatoes for a year. So.
And again, a nutritionist came out and said, probably not the best idea. Mm. There's the reason we have food groups. It's not just potatoes.
So I guess him and his wife are the perfect mash then.
Oh, well done. Oh, ding yourself. Clever. Ding yourself.
You're pretty smart. This is the reason we're asking, Jim. 13, 24, 10. What is your job title?
Yes, you could be a potato eater, you could be a policeman, you could be a lawyer, you could be a doctor. Give us a call. We want to know what job titles are out there.
It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Troy Sivan. It's called Wild. You were Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We love every single person that's a part of this show, Jim. But now we're asking 13, 24, 10, what's your job title?
Yeah, we're asking that because Michael Felgate, a self-proclaimed potato eater.
And he looks like a potato eater.
He does. Check out. It is on the Instagram @JimmyandNath. There's a photo of him. He looks like a potato. They say you are what you eat.
Oh, well done.
You were going to say that, weren't you?
No, I wasn't, actually. That's the first time you've thought of something funnier before me. Lockie, what's your job title?
I'm a beverage constructor.
You're a barman, aren't you, Lockie?
You're a barman.
Yeah, you got me.
Thanks, Lockie.
Nath, talk to me. What is your job title?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef.
Okay. My mum's a chef. Where are you a chef at, Nathan?
A head chef, perhaps.
McDonald's, actually.
Yeah, there you go. What do you do at Macca's, Nathan?
Make burgers, chips, and create your taste. It's pretty full on.
Oh, how very un-McDonald's.
Oh, you're going to plug in too, Nate. Well done.
It's fancy.
I mean, Nate, do you get fancy? Does your line of work in the chef world allow you to get a bit fancy?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the most fancy bun you've ever made or burger you've ever constructed?
You know, like the Mega Max?
No, I don't. You can talk me through it, though.
You've invented it, yeah.
It's about 15 bits of meat in one burger and a bit of cheese.
And you eat that, or you make that for someone else?
Just the customers.
I think that was Nate with a group of mates on the weekend after a big night out.
Yeah,
pretty
much. Right,
nice. Claire, what is your job title?
I'm a healer.
A healer. Oh, that's nice.
And she sounds nice too, Claire. Yeah. What is your profession?
I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, you are a healer.
That is nice. What's your specialty, I guess, in nursing?
Well, it's my first year out as a nurse, so I'm going to be in emergency for my first 6 months.
Mm. Oh, so have you been in emergency at the moment? Any good stories or any stories you can share with us?
It wasn't actually when I was on placement, because I had a placement there, but my mum had an injury, so my father and I went to emergency to go check on her, and there was a nurse and a father and a child, and the father goes, you know what, I think we're all right to go home. The nurse goes, well, hang on, let me just check up there. She grabs her little torch, looks up the kid's nose. She goes, no, I don't think there's anything more up there, but next time, kid, don't put your peas up your nose. And I thought to myself,
you haven't heard from...
pea-sized hole.
Claire, you haven't heard from anyone going to McDonald's and eating 17 stacks of beef and needing their stomach pumped, have you?
No, but I'll be sure to keep a lookout for that one.
Yeah, look out for Nathan. It is Jimmy and Nath for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Poor Nath doesn't.
Mm. Boy bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so all you have to do, Nath, is I'm going to play you a solo artist, just an individual artist, and you have to guess what boy band they were from. And Australia, you have to guess if Nath can get two out of three of these correct to win a free thing.
Jim, I always get confused with the term boy bands. Like, what does that actually mean? Because, I mean, bands like the Rubens and Good Charlotte, they're all boys in a band, but they're not a boy band.
Well, I think technically they are boy bands. I think Ding or them. No.
Oh, Ding.
Well, they're not the boy bands I'm thinking of. I can't really say any because this whole thing's about you boy bands.
This is me trying to get you to
I'll say Backstreet Boys are a boy band.
Oh.
They're not any of the answers.
Okay.
So, Australia, if you want to win something for free, if you're sitting at home going, when are they going to do the free bit? When are they going to do that thing? This is your moment. Call up on 13 24 10.
Jim, when I played rugby at school, there was a lot of Samoan boys who had fantastic voices, and I always had little envisages and dreams about me being in a band with them and me being to sing as good as them. So I'd like, when they were in the showers and stuff, I'd kind of like walk past and try and hymn a tune and that kind of thing with them, and then they always just got me to clap in time beforehand. So
what's this story have to do with this?
Boy bands. I want to be in a boy band with them.
Yeah, that's a little history of Nate. Nate, this is how it's going to work in Australia. I'm going to play a little thing and you've got to guess what boy band. So Nate, play this one as an example. So
oh, how can you not know who that is?
So that is Zayn. That's Pillow Talk. What?
Okay, yep, that's Zane.
So you've got to guess what boy band he's from.
Well, he's from the newly hiatus One Direction.
Ding, well done. So that is how easy it is, Nath. You've just got to get two out of three. Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling super, super duper confident.
So Australia, give us a call on 13 24 10 and tell us, will Nath get two out of three or won't he get two out of three? You're guaranteed to win a prize.
Yeah, the best thing of it is you're going to get a free thing. We don't know what it is, but you're going to get something free. So give us a call, 13 24 10. It's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Poor Nath doesn't.
Boy bands. Mm-hmm. Yes, boy bands. Nath, I'm going to play a solo artist. You're going to tell me what boy band they're from.
One Direction.
Yeah, we did that before, Zayn. So
that doesn't count?
No, that doesn't count. So you have to get two out of three. We're going to play three solo artists. You're going to tell me what boy band they're from. And tonight's winner of Nath Knows is Josh.
Josh, were you ever in a boy band?
Well, sorry, my favourite boy band.
No, were you ever in a boy band?
Nah, sadly.
All right, well, Josh isn't the answer there, is he?
Josh, do you think Nath will get two out of three right?
I think it depends on what the, like, guess is. I mean, One Direction, Zayn's pretty easy because it's, like, blown up in the media.
All right, Josh, do you want to be in the studio?
Josh, let's have a go. Do you think he will, Josh?
I think it depends on what it is, what generation it is.
Let's think. I can't tell you, Josh. It's part of the game.
Josh, yes or no?
I'll go with Yeah, I reckon he'll get it.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Josh. So, and can you tell Josh what he's winning, Nath, before we get into it?
He's going to win a Nova prize pack.
Oh, full of all your Nova goodies.
All the boy band CDs that we have are going to be in that prize pack.
All right, let's get this underway. The first artist is...
Oh, I thought it was going to keep going. That's JT.
Yes, and he was from...
NSYNC.
Yes. Well done. That's one.
Very confident now, I know.
Artist two.
Artist two.
That is
Robbie Williams.
And he was from...
Now, this is going to trick me a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, what was he from?
He's from a boy band.
Yeah, well, of course he's...
That's why he's in the game.
Of course you throw it in there, don't you? Angels?
Oh, that's one of his songs. Take That. Take That is what we're looking for.
No, I don't know that. I'm pretending.
So, two out of three. You have to get the next one right.
And this is for Josh to go home with the prize bag.
Yes. I still That is...
Nick Jonas.
And he, if you can't get this, you're in trouble.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. The Jonas Brothers.
Yes, well done.
Oh, good work.
Congratulations, Josh. You're going home with the Nova prize pack.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, exciting. Are you jealous?
Am I jealous?
Yeah, because that was the Nick Jonas song. Nate is making a joke.
Yeah, he's jealous.
You have a collect call. From
Jimmy
and Nate.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Couldn't have my hammer in Thor. There was only room for one.
On Nova.
Jim, it is officially your Monday morning. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Now, Jim, tonight we are having a very special sleepover. You've invited me to sleep over at your house.
Yes, it'll all be happening on my Snapchat store. Actually, I can't tell
you. No, you can't do that. That is illegal.
That's a personal
And we work together, so I can do HR on that. So.
You can. And, mate, if you were going to do HR on me, it would have been done a long time ago. I think 90% of our videos, our clothes are not on.
Yeah, that's true. Jim, I'm wondering, though, in this sleepover, is there anything interesting in your bed that I should know?
I mean, you'll be there and you're interesting.
Ah, there you go. Well done. No, the reason I asked, Jim, is because we're doing 13, 24, 10. What was in the bed? We're doing that very soon after DJ Snake, Bipolar Sunshine. It's called Middle. You were Jimmy and Nath for your Monday morning. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Zara Larson, MNEK, it is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Thank you so much for joining us for your Monday morning. Jim, coming up very soon, DJ Khalid is working on a huge project very close to our hearts. When I get to it, right after this, 13-24-10, we're asking what was in the bed. Now, we want to know unusual things in the bed. Don't ring up and say, there was a pillow.
Yeah, my husband.
There was a sheet. Yeah. Holy sheet. There was
These are sheets. Things that you see in every other... Like, if you walk into... You know, you have your bedroom, and if there's something you have that's sort of strange, and you went to another bedroom, and you went, oh, that giant teddy bear isn't there, or something like that.
Yeah, the reason we are asking that is because two stories this week have come across our table. Two people who are absolutely infatuated.
People just deliver stories to our table.
They do.
Here's Jimmy and Nath, here's that breaking story you needed.
We don't even know where it comes from. We just brought up to this table like, it's content. No, two people that have come across our table, as I say, are infatuated with inflatable things. So there's this one guy who's obsessed with balloons.
I believe these balloons are my children. I love to sleep with them in my shirt.
And as you can see, he loves to sleep with them in his shirt. This guy, 27-year-old Dave, he puts them underneath his shirt, and then he treats them as his children, and then, of course, he sleeps with them.
Yeah, and then I think he's talking about in bed with them or something like that.
Some people will think I may be doing something else with them. Not true at all.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, when you have to point out, when people say, no one's asking that, Dave. No one's saying anything until you went, no, I'm not doing anything with them. No, but Dave, we didn't ask that in the interview. No, trust me.
I promise you, I'll keep my clothes on except for my shirt. They just go under my shirt. Yeah, sure, Dave, you're full of it. Wouldn't it get, like, a bit staticky if you're sleeping in bed with these balloons and stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, I can't imagine it's comfortable. We also have Mark that we found this week, and he has a relationship with 15 inflatable animals.
I'm in a relationship with 15 inflatable animals. My inflatables are the funnest creatures I have to hang out with in my life.
When you say the word funnest, that's why no one's hanging out with you, Mark. Sorry. Hey, guys, you have the funnest time.
Well, that's why he hangs out with inflatable animals who can't talk or correct his pronunciation of words.
Yeah, and it's just weird. Like, in the same week, we found someone who loves balloons and someone who loves inflatables, and they both sleep with both of them. At the end of the night, he grabs his big inflatable killer whale, Free Willy, and then he grabs his Free Willy.
What are you talking about? And then he grabs his inflatable.
And then he grabs the balloon. So we are asking 13, 24, 10, what was in the bed, or what do you have in your bed?
Yeah, give us a call. I'm hoping, Jim, in my little sleepover with you, that there's no free willies walking around. So clothes only, please.
Jump, Willy, jump.
It is Jimmy Nath on Nova. 13 24 10 is our number. Give us a call. What's weird in your bed? Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening us. And also, if you're calling up, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Jimmy, we want to know now, 13 24 10, what was in the bed that was unusual?
That was different, yes.
Yeah, different, unusual, same tomato. The reason we're asking that is because two stories we've come across this week of both two people who are infatuated with inflatables.
I'm in a relationship with 15 inflatable animals. My inflatables are the funnest creatures I have to hang out with in my life.
Mm. So there's that guy who loves his 15 inflatable animals, and including Free Willy, and then there's the other guy who's absolutely obsessed with balloons, yeah. And they both sleep with these things. So we want to know, 13, 24, 10, what was weird in the bed? Matt, what did you have in the bed?
So I go to sleep, no dog, and then I wake up, the dog right next to me.
You had a big night out.
Yeah. is it your dog, Matt, or is it someone else's dog?
So it's my sister's dog that she owns, but it's like we share it in the house because like we all live together.
Is it a big dog, Matt? Like, is it hard to miss or?
It's only a little chihuahua, so.
Sneaky chihuahua. Yeah. Matt, does it get into your sister's bed or is it just, have you got a better bed? Like.
If the doors are open, it will go anywhere.
Matt, this sounds like one of those dogs that kind of gets carried around in pouches and purses and stuff. Is this dog very spoilt?
Oh, he's very spoiled, but we don't carry him around in pouches.
Chihuahuas.
He loves to walk.
He's too busy being in bed.
Yeah. But, dear, what did you find in your bed?
Find a snake in the bed.
Oh.
In your bed, Badia?
No, it wasn't my bed. It was my cousin's sister-in-law's bed.
And what, she had a snake in the bed?
She had a snake in a bed. It was a stuffed toy, like a python. Oh. It was thick enough so you could grab it.
You could grab the snake?
Yeah, you could grab it. You could hug it and, you know, like that.
Did you grab the snake?
Yeah, you could hug the stuffed snake, and it was like long, big, 6 feet long. Kind of a thing, you know?
Jimmy, we're having a sleepover tonight. I'm hoping that there's no snakes in your bed.
It might be a free willy, though.
Nova. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim. Coming up very soon, not all stories make it to the Jimmy Nath show, so we summarise them in about 2.5 minutes in the magic we miss. That's coming up soon.
It's time for another DJ Khaled update.
I'm smart.
He's an American record producer, radio personality, DJ, record label executive, and he has a big following on Snapchat, which is why we do this update.
And Nath, this is interesting because Kill the Music, this is serious.
Okay, all right.
Because each week you say radio personality.
Yep.
We have a little gag. We go, well, he's not really. He's on radio and stuff sometimes, but he's not. But things have changed. Have changed. Because DJ Khaled has his own radio show now.
In a world.
Before we start, you've seen what's going on.
Where keys are major. DJ Khaled. Coming this Friday to Beats 1.
He's already got the heads up on us.
Yeah, he's heard the DJ Khaled update, and he's like, why am I letting Jimmy and Nath use all my stuff? I should have my own show.
Why didn't we think about using, like, a deep, booming voice to introduce us?
Because it doesn't sound so good. I found out, I've got some inside sources, he's doing a Jimmy and Nath update.
You're kidding.
No, he's definitely not. I have no sources.
Jim,
I have no one.
I'm actually really worried. I know DJ Khaled is doing a radio show and that kind of thing, but he's not the only update we do on this show.
Yeah, we do also a Chris Hemsworth update as well.
A Hemsworth update. So what I'm worried is that they're going to get together and we're going to be out of a show next week, 10 to 1.
Oh, what do you think they'd call that show?
Hemi and DJ?
Just doesn't have the same ring to it.
I think we'll hold on to our spot.
We're safe.
Hemi and Nath on Nova.
And thank you so much for being a huge part of the Jimmy and Nath show on Nova. Jim, coming up very soon. Live music in the studio with a goodbye song. Are you excited for that?
Very excited.
Jimmy and Nath. Magic.
That was magic. You found it.
They didn't make it.
Jim, not all stories that we find on the internet and in the newspapers make it into our show, so we summarise them.
Yes, Nath. We missed out tonight on Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft. He's come out and he said that he used to memorize employees' number plates to monitor when they left work.
Oh, really? So what, if you didn't drive your car into work, you didn't get paid because you didn't see your car?
Yeah, well, I figure if you didn't have your car there, you'd just be like, oh, you're working all the time. Promotion for you.
How would that conversation go? Bill, look, I haven't moved my car in 3 days. Oh, I know what he'd say.
What'd he say?
Word.
I don't get it.
Like Microsoft Word?
Oh.
Oh, no? Okay. Jim, there's a woman out of the US. She's advocating vaginal weightlifting.
Advocating? That's a strong word.
Oh, much like a vagina. Oh, jeez. Joey Tribbiani, Jim. He's from Friends, and he's the new host of Top Gear.
Yeah, Nath, I've got the audio of the new Top Gear theme song. This is it.
Oh, okay.
So no one told me that cars could drive this way. This job's a joke, I'm broke. I'm glad Top Gear came my way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Nate, you're just singing the song now.
It like writes itself,
though. It's good, though.
When it hasn't been your day, week, month, or even your year.
Bring back that show. I miss that show, yeah, so
good. Oh, geez, look, we're in sync. It has been Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And, Jim, there is nothing better than live music. I mean, people go to stadiums, they go to concerts. Just turn on your radio and that's all you need to do.
Every Sunday night, Jimmy and Nath, or Monday morning.
Jimmy and Nath's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
Reminiscing, it's the way we wrap up the show in the only way we know how, Jim. That, okay, let me do my bit first. And that is through live music. We take little snippets of the show that was and we just sing it to you live.
You ready to go?
Okay.
What hit you in the face? Cause was it a dildo?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was a girlfriend of mine decided to stop at KFC. And on the way out, she was hanging out the window talking a bit of rubbish, and one of the guys decided to throw a piece of chicken at her. It landed straight in the face.
I was fair to say, it wasn't one of the employees, like, you've driven off and he's like, you forgot your nuggets!
Ask Jimmy and Nate anything and we'll answer it.
Just want to know what the rules are with slope-style snowboarding.
Yeah, it's quite easy. What you have to do is you have to ski down, because most skiing is downward.
Yeah.
And you're
except
on the
for that famous sport, uphill skiing.
Is that a thing?
I feel
like it could be.
No, I don't think so.
We asked, what is your job title?
Maybe, are you a chef?
Well, where are you a chef at, Nathan?
A head chef, perhaps?
McDonald's, actually.
We asked, what's in the bed? And Badia calls, and he said,
find a snake in the bed.
Did you grab the snake?
Yeah, you could hug the stuffed snake, and it was like long, big, 6 feet long kind of a thing, you know?
And we said goodbye. It's 1 a.m., we must be over. Yeah, goodbye. Well, we can't help but miss you all until next week. And remember to listen to the podcast and iTunes.
No, it's not up yet. We're still working on that.
So how do people listen to us?
Well, they could approach us, they could call us.
Well, just in the public?
Yeah, they could just come up anywhere.
We'll buy you a coffee.
Jimmy's the one with glasses.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.